Okay, good morning. Today's daf is Zavachim daf Kuf Aleph. The rabbi left off on Shabbos afternoon, which is when we covered Sunday's daf in light of the fact that yesterday was Tisha B'Av. The rabbi left off Kuf Aleph Amud Aleph, two lines down from the top of the page. So we had been talking a little bit about, in yesterday's daf we were talking a lot, actually, on Aninos Daraisa, Aninos Laila, rather, and whether Aninos Laila is Daraisa, Drabanan, or if there is no Aninos Laila. And we were talking about, it depends, or it may depend, whether we're dealing with Aninos of Yom Misa or Aninos of Yom Kvura. The reason that we were talking about all of that is because the Mishnah that we had seen a couple of days ago taught us about the various Kohanim who are not eligible to share in the chalukah of a karban. And one of the types of Kohanim who are ineligible to share in the chalukah of a karban is an onein. And we had been distinguishing an onein from a tamei, in that an onein is allowed to touch the karban, he's just not allowed to take a share of the karban, whereas a tamei person is also not allowed to touch a karban for the obvious reason that he makes a tamei. Now, even though an onein is not considered to be tamei, an onein is, for some reason, ineligible to take his share of the karban. So I think we had been alluding to the makar for the fact that an onein is unable to take a share in a karban, but today's shiur is going to focus almost exclusively on the makar for that halacha. The halacha that an onein doesn't take a chelek in the karban, and the makar is from the entire maisa where Nadav and Avihu, the Bnei Aaron, died after bringing the Eish Zara, and Aaron, and therefore an Elazar v'Isamar, who were at that point, we'll see when we get to Amud Beis, most likely the only Kohanim who existed in Klal Yisrael, they were Onanim, because the bodies weren't yet buried, and it was during the Miluim of the Mishkan, and therefore there were Karbanos that were brought and had to be eaten, and there was conflicting guidance given regarding whether Aaron should eat certain karbanos or not. And we'll see from this whole episode as it unfolds a makor that, generally speaking, an onein does not eat a karban. So before we begin the Gemara, again, two lines down from Kuf Aleph Amud Aleph, the psukim here are talking about three different types of karbanos. They're talking about a karban mincha, a karban shlamim, and a karban chatas. It was the mincha and the shlamim were shel miluim, were of the miluim, and the chatas was of Rosh Chodesh, because it was Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So we know that the Zayim Yemei Miluim were the last 7 days of Adar, concluding with Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So every day they would bring karbanos, and then also on Rosh Chodesh they would have to bring the seer Rosh Chodesh, the karban chatas that was generally brought on Rosh Chodesh. And Moshe commanded Aaron to eat the mincha and the shlamim, even though they were onanim. And Moshe got upset that they didn't also eat the chatas. However, Aaron explained why they didn't eat the chatas, and then ultimately Moshe relented. Moshe realized that Aaron was actually right. So what are we talking about? So now let's get into the psukim. Let's through the Gemara. So Tana Rabbanan, so says the Gemara, Ki chein suveisi, there are three psukim. Ki chein suveisi, Kasher tzivisi, kasher tziva Hashem. So what is all of this talking about? So says the Gemara, it's talking about as follows. Kichen suvesi ba'aninos yochlua, that you should eat the karbanos even ba'aninos. Even though you're owning him because Nadav and Avihu just died, you still have to eat the karbanos. Kasher tzivesi, it says kasher tzivesi b'shas maisa. That, in other words, that b'shas maisa amar lahem. In other words, he said it to them b'shas maisa. And what does that mean, b'shas maisa? So Rashi explains kishiru lahem aninusam amar lahem shalo yimnu me'lachilas kachem ayom sheshama mepi agvura shechalak aninus ayom b'kachem meishar yamim ukishera shenitzrafa. And so Moshe Rabbeinu basically commanded them that they should eat the karban. And when he saw that they weren't eating the karban, Amar lahem achol tochlua, so you have to eat it. Hayalem laochla kasher tzivisi eschem b'shas maisa. In other words, I had told you already to eat the karbanos, therefore you should have eaten the chatas. You should have eaten the chatas as well. Then Kasher Tziva Hashem. Then when Moshe said Kasher Tziva Hashem, Lo Me'alai Ani Omer. Moshe said, "I'm not saying this. I'm not saying this on my own. Rather, I'm giving you over what I heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you're supposed to be eating these karbanos." So we have these three psukim that are written by karbanos and by the various karbanos of the Imei Miluim. And the Seder Advarim over here is as follows. That Moshe commanded Aaron and his children to eat the mincha, even though they were onanim. That's what it says, kichein suvesi. After commanding Moshe, Aaron, and Elazar and Isamar to eat the mincha, which was the first karban, he then got upset when he saw that they weren't eating the chatas. And that's when he said, "I already told you, b'shas mais," in other words, "I already told you regarding the mincha, you should eat it even though you're in aninus, and therefore you have a chatas here, why aren't you eating the chatas?" That's the pasuk of Kasher Tzivisi. And after that, after Moshe saw what they had done with the chatas, that they had burned the chatas, he said, "Okay, we have one more karban. We also have a shlamim. Make sure to eat the shlamim and not to burn the shlamim." And that's the pasuk Kasher Tziva Hashem. So the three psukim regarding three karbanas. The bottom line was, Moshe was upset because Aaron left over the chatas and burned it and didn't eat it. So says the Gemara of Raminu, and the Gemara of Ramini, Mimnei Aninus Nisrafa, did he burn it because of Aninus? So Lekach Nemar Ka'ele. Therefore it says Ka'ele. In other words, what does this mean? So it says that Rashi, Mimnei Aninus Nisrafa, Lekach Nemar Vatekrena Osi Ka'ele, Umatzinu Sha'odolo Moshe, Kedachsiv Vayita Veinav, Mimmi Piagvura Shama, Heter Aninus, Laboba Yom, Lamahode. So says the Gemara. Well, listen. If it was because of if Aaron burned it because of Aninus, then in that case, and Moshe had really heard Mipiagvura, Moshe heard that from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that they were supposed to eat the karban even by Aninus. So why did Moshe back down when Aaron said, "Oh, I didn't eat it because I was in Aninus"? Why is that a valid excuse? Moshe heard from Hashem that even though he's in Aninus, he should be eating the karban. So says the Gemara. Amar Shmuel, Lokasha, HaRav Yehuda v'ha Rav Nechemia. That there's a machlokas, Rav Yehuda and Rav Nechemia, why Aaron burnt the chatas. D'tanya, b'mnei anina sarfua, that Aaron burnt it because they were owning him, and that's in fact why they didn't eat it. Lekach nemar ka'ele divrei Rav Nechemia, and therefore it says ka'ele, and that's the shita of Rabbi Nechemia, and Rashi explains Shelo Hutru Le Maninus Labo Bayom Velesle Rab Nechemia Hak Drasha de Maninus Yochlua. Rab Nechemia doesn't hold from the Drasha of Maninus Yochlua. Elohochi Kamarlo, Kikain Suvesi, Shaaf Mincha Siberzu, Shalomat Sinu Mincha Kreva Lesiber Kayotseba, Necheles, Vealaninus Lohuskar Lamosha Lidrosh Kavachomer Mimiser, Kajiski Ramar and Hodelo. In other words, Rab Nechemia is going to explain the psukim that when Aaron was commanded to eat the mincha, it wasn't that he was commanded to eat the mincha even though he's an onein, and this was an override on the regular halachos of aninus. The chiddush with that mincha was that usually we don't have a mincha sibur, but over here, usually a mincha is only a karban yachid, but over here we have a mincha sibur. So the chiddush of the mincha was not that it should be eaten by aninus, but rather that you have a mincha sibur itself. But Rav Nechemia says that yes, the reason that they burned the chatas was because of aninus. However, Rav Yud and Rav Shimon say mimnei tuma nisrafa, that they burnt it not because of aninus, because Moshe had already told them that they were able to eat the mincha even though they were onanim. So they wouldn't have burnt the chatas because they were in aninus. They already knew that they had a heter, but it was burnt because of tuma. Shema to Omer mibnei aninus nisrafin. Because if you want to say, and you know what the raya is, if you want to say that they burnt the chatas because they were onanim, then hayu l'shloshan seis rafua. Then they should have burnt all three karbanos, right? Then they should have burnt all three karbanos. Why? Because there were three seirim, says Rashi, that were brought, and they only burnt one of them. So if you wanted to tell me that they had to burn everything because they were owning him, they should have burned everything that was brought, but they didn't. So Elamai, why did they then burn the chatos? It was because of tuma, said Rav Yehuda and Rav Nechemia. And Rashi explains, this is one Rashi prior, it says, Shenagra batuma b'chata shel shir rosh chodesh, shekarva bo b'yom, shukam amishkam rosh chodesh nishan, v'uaya shmini limiluim, u'shlosha seirim karvu bo b'yom. There were three seirim brought that day. Seir Nachshon, v'seir rosh chodesh, v'seir sheba l'sha. K'dechsiv k'chu seir izim l'chatas v'shal rosh chodesh nisfra k'darmina l'kaman. So there were three seirim. The seir Nachshon was the nasi whose turn it was to bring the seir. We mentioned this in the daf probably 3 weeks ago. Seir Nachshon wasn't a typical chatas. It was just the offering of the nasi of each shevet. Then there was a seir rosh chodesh. And then there was a special seir lemiluim. And the reason that they burned the seir rosh chodesh was because it got tamei. If you want to tell me that they burned it because of aninas, that can't be, because there were three seirim brought. They would have burned all three. Aye, they didn't burn all three. It must be that the seir shel rosh chodesh became tamei, and it wasn't because of aninas. Says the Gemara, davar acher, hayuroi lochlan la'erev. That because if it was only that they were onanim, then they could have eaten it at night. So in other words, why would they burn it because of aninas? They wouldn't have to burn it because a chatas could be eaten l'layla v'yom. It could be eaten for a day and a night. So why did they have to necessarily burn it? They could have eaten it at night. And Rashi says that Rav Yehuda afal gav the amar aninas laila daraisa modu de lo osu ayom otro lem aninas laila v'koshkein l'Rav Shimon dafla doro zayin ela medivrei sofrin l'kama mefarish ta'am de Rav Nechemya. Aye, so in other words, Rashi saying there is a machlokas, and this is what we saw in yesterday's daf, whether aninas laila is daraisa or not. So Rav Shimon says aninas laila is drabanan. So great, if aninas laila is a drabanan and we have a mitzvah daraisa to eat kachim, the mitzvah daraisa to eat kachim should trump the aninas laila midrabanan, and they should have eaten it at night. And even according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that aninas laila is daraisa, maybe yes, generally aninas laila is daraisa. But over here, in this specific situation, they had a heter to eat the karbanos at night. So if you want to tell me the reason that they burnt it was because of aninas, there was no reason to burn it. They just could have eaten the karban at night. Davar acher, v'alo pinchas hayimayim. And another reason that they wouldn't have burned it because of aninas is, why would they burn it because they were onanim? The only reason to burn it is if they were the only kohanim there who were eligible to eat the karban, and the only kohanim who were there were onanim. But that's not true. Pinchas was there. And Pinchas, presumably, we'll get to this on Amud Beis, was a kohen, and therefore he was eligible, presumably, to eat the karban as well. So Rava says, no, you don't have to make a machlokas between Rav Nechemya and Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon. Idi v'idi Rav Nechemya. Both shitos are Rav Nechemya. V'lokasha kan v'kachei shah, kan v'kachei doros. There's a distinction between kachei shah and kachei doros. And Rashi explains, v'isleila Rav Nechemya d'hutra aninas b'mincha. According to Rav Nechemya, aninas was mutter by mincha. Yes, Hashem told them, or rather, Moshe told them, Hashem commanded that you should eat the mincha even though you're in Onain. T'chziv kichein suvesi, v'afilu achi b'sir shal rosh chodesh hodu l'devrei Aaron. If Moshe got a psak from Hashem that they should eat the karban even by aninas, why did Moshe ultimately relent and capitulate to Aaron when Aaron said, oh, I didn't eat it because I was an Onain? And Moshe said, you're right, you did the right thing. I thought Moshe got a psak from Hashem that they should eat this ba'aninas. So says Rashi, explaining the Gemara over here. Nevertheless, by the seer Rosh Chodesh, by the chatas of Rosh Chodesh, he admitted to Aaron, v'lo kasha, and there is no contradiction here. Why? Because mincha is kachei shahi v'ara shah ha'isabah, shetach alonim. Because this mincha, again, was only a kachei shah. We had said earlier, a couple of minutes ago, what was the difference between this mincha and other menachos? This mincha was a carbon seber. Usually you don't have a mincha that's a carbon seber. So this whole carbon was out of character, and that's why by that carbon they were able to eat it even though they were onanim. Aval sir shal rosh chodesh kachei doros hein. However, the sir shal rosh chodesh is kachei doros. It's brought each and every month on rosh chodesh. Moshe kishakotzav ata kasaver kivan sheshamati heter aninus b'minchahu hadin lechatas v'yamalo aron shemedavka kachei shah. Shamata va'odilo. So Moshe, when he got upset at Aaron, said to him, why didn't you eat the chatas? Why did you burn it? I already told you that there was a heter for aninus. And Aaron answered him back, maybe that which you heard, the heter for me to eat the carbon ba'aninus, was only by the carbon that was the kadshe shah, only by the mincha. However, by the carbon that's the kadshe doros, i.e. the chatas, maybe you didn't hear this heter. And Moshe said, Ataka, you're right. I only heard the heter by Kache Shah, I didn't hear the heter by Kache Doros. So says the Gemara, Rav Nechemia Hechemetaretz Lahani Krai, Rabbanan Hechemetaretz Lahani Krai. So how are Rav Nechemia and the Rabbanan going to explain these psukim? So Rav Nechemia Metaretz Lu Hachi. So Rav Nechemia is going to explain the psukim like this. Madua lo achaltem, why didn't you eat the chatas? Amar lo Moshe la Aaron. So Moshe said to Aaron, why in the world did you burn this thing? Shema nichlas dama lefnai velefnim. Maybe the blood entered the heichal, or lefnai velefnim literally means the kodesh hakodashim, but you don't even have to say lefnai velefnim because this ties back to the sugyas that we saw a couple of weeks ago where you have the chatas chitzona. If the blood enters lefnim, if the blood even enters the heichal, it's going to be ineligible to be eaten. It's going to become possible. You're not allowed to eat it. So Moshe said, I see that you burnt it. So what happened to this carbon that you burnt it? Maybe it was a chatas achitzon and the blood entered the heichal. Amar lo, hein lo huva es dama. Nope, the blood didn't go into a place where it didn't belong. Shema chutzon mechitzasa yatsa. Maybe it left the mechitza. Maybe it was taken out of the mishkan and therefore it became possible. Aaron said to Moshe, Bakodesh Haisa, no, it was in the Kodesh the entire time. It didn't go in, it didn't go out, it was exactly where it was supposed to be. Vidilma ba'aninos akrivusa psalusa. So maybe it was brought ba'aninos and therefore it became pasul. So Amar lo Moshe, so Moshe said, V'chi heimikrivu aniakrafti. In other words, Moshe saying, was it brought by aninas? Was it brought by anone? No. Moshe Rabbeinu did the avoda by the Zion Yemei Miluim, and therefore it wouldn't have become pasul on account of it being brought by an onen. So v'amarle hein lo huva es dama uva kodesh haisa achol tachlua sa kasher tzivesi ba'aninas tachlua. So Moshe said, all right, I saw you burnt it. I was perplexed as to why you burnt it. I thought maybe the blood went in too much. No. I thought maybe the blood was taken out. No. It didn't become possible because an onen brought the carbon because I brought the carbon. So in that case, go eat the thing. So Amar lo, vatekrena osi ka'ele. Then Aaron says, vatekrena osi ka'ele, v'achalti chatas hayom ayitav b'enei Hashem. And what Aaron says is, shema lo shamata ela b'kodshei shah. Maybe the only thing that you heard the heter of aninus given over with regard to was the kadshei shah, was the mincha, which is a kadshei shah. Diba kadshei doros, because if you want to say that the heter of aninus applied even to the chata shel rosh chodesh, which is kadshei doros, kal v'chomer mimaiser akal. I could bring you a kal v'chomer mimaiser, which is more kal than kadshim. Umay maiser akal amra Torah. Lo achalti be'oni mimenu. Just like by maiser, which is kal, the Torah says that there's an iser to eat it by aninus, but kadshei doros lo kol shkein. Certainly by kadshei doros, it should be usher to eat it by aninas. So even though, yes, true, beyond dispute, you heard that there's a heter for kadshei shah by the mincha, for kadshei doros, it certainly should be usher for an onei to eat the carbon. Kal v'chomer mimaiser. Miyad v'yishma Moshe v'yitav v'einav hoda v'lo bosh Moshe. Lomar lo shamati ela amar shamati v'shachachti. Immediately Moshe said to Aaron, oh, you said good. You're right, the heter of aninas that I heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu was only regarding the kadshei shah, was only regarding the mincha, it wasn't regarding the kadshei doros, it wasn't regarding the chatas. And Moshe did not get embarrassed. Moshe did not try to, weasel out of the situation and make up an excuse. He just admitted, you're right, I was wrong. That's the way Rav Nechemia is going to explain the entire sequence. Again, because Rav Nechemia is the one who said that the reason that Aaron burnt the chatas was because of aninas. So he's now explaining this whole conversation between Moshe and Aaron, and the misunderstanding was whether the heter of aninos applied only to kadshei shah or also to kadshei doros. Moshe initially thought it applied even to kadshei doros. Aaron corrected him and said maybe the heter that you heard only applied to kadshei shah, didn't apply to kadshei doros. Now, Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon, Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon, again, who were the ones who said that the reason that Aaron burnt the Karban Chatas, the Chatas Shal Rosh Chodesh, was because it became Tamei. So Rav Yehuda, Rav Shimon, Heichem et Haratzu Lu'ahachi. Rav Yehuda, Rav Shimon, Heichem et Haratzu Lu'ahachi. So how would they explain the Pesukim? So Achim et Haratzu Lu'ahachi. So this is how they would explain the Pesukim. Madua lo achalta mesachatas b'mokam HaKodesh. Maybe, why didn't you eat the Chatas in the Makam HaKodesh? Shema niklas dama lefnai v'lefnim. Maybe, says Moshe to Aaron, the blood entered the Heichal. Amar lo, hein lo huvas dama. So Aaron said, nope, the blood didn't enter the Heichal. Shema chutz l'mechitzasa yatza. Maybe it went outside the Mishkan. Amar lo, hein b'kodesh aysa. No, the blood was in the Kodesh at the entire time. Vidilma ba'aninos akrivusua upsalu upalsua. Maybe it was actually brought ba'aninos and therefore it became pasul. Armela Moshe hein hikruva de paslua ba'aninos anirkrafti. That did they bring it ba'aninos? No, I, Moshe Rabbeinu, did all of the avoda during the Sheva Yemei Miluim. So therefore, don't say that they brought it by Aninus and that's why it became puzzle. So we know it didn't go in too far. We know it didn't go out. We know it wasn't brought by an one. Why did they then burn it? The Dilma Agav Mri Raichu Pashatuba V'itmi. Maybe because of your grief, you were poshea, you made a mistake, and by accident, you were matame the karban. So Amar lo, Moshe, kachani ve'enai shani mevaze kache shemayim. Is that really what you think of me? That because of my own personal grief, I would make a mistake and I would be matame kache shemayim? No, chas v'shalom, says Aaron, I would always conduct myself in a much more measured and a much more careful manner regarding Kachay Shamayim. So says the Gemara, Vatikren Osi Ka'ele, Vafilu Ele Ka'ele, Inani Mavaze Kachay Shamayim. So what does that mean? In other words, even if I had many tsaros like this, even if I had not only Ele, but Ele Ka'ele, even if I had so many tsaros that I was dealing with at the same time, I would still maintain my focus as Aaron, and I would not be Mavaze Kachay Shamayim. So says Moshe, Amar lo, vi, hein lo huva es dama, uva kodesh haisa, achol tachluosa, saba kodesh asher tzivesi, ba'aninus yachlua. So says Moshe Rabbeinu, so now we've established it didn't go in too far, it didn't go out at all, you didn't make a tamei, Enone didn't bring it, why aren't you eating it? So says the Gemara, Amar lo, shema lo shamata, ela balayla. So Aaron answers to Moshe, maybe you only heard that my heter to eat it is at night. Di bayom, because if you're telling me that the heter to eat it as an onin is even during the actual day of aninus, kavachomer meiser akal, that can't be because I have a kavachomer from meiser, which is more kal than kachim. My meiser akal amar Torah lachalti boni mimenu, kodesh chomer lo kol shkein. So madach, I'm not allowed to eat meiser ba'aninus yom. Certainly I'm not allowed to eat kachim ba'aninus yom. So says the Gemara, miyad vayishma Moshe vayita ve'enav. That Moshe heard this and he was at peace with it. Lo bosh Moshe lomar lo shamati, ela shamati v'shachachti. Moshe was not embarrassed. He didn't say, I never heard it. Rather, he said, you're right, that's what I heard. And I actually forgot about that. So says the Gemara, well, hang on. I don't understand the whole explanation according to Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon. Because the whole conversation until now is we've established it didn't go in, it didn't go out, they didn't make a tamei, and Aaron then said to Moshe, maybe the only time you heard the heter of Aninus was by Aninus Laila and not by Aninus Yom. And Moshe said, you're right, I only heard the heter of Aninus Balaila. Good, so why'd they burn it? Just leave it until the night and then eat the karban. So says the Gemara, Iboy lula shui lamichla ba'urta. So why didn't they leave it until night and eat it at night? If it's true that the heter of aninos was not for the day but was for the night, they should have left it over until the night. Says the Gemara, tuma ba'onas basa, because there was a tuma happened ba'onas. In other words, Rashi explains sharatu la shosad alayla lochlan kulan yachad, that they wanted to keep it over until the night. Finitzmas bonus, but it became tamei bonus. Says the Taras HaKodesh, that's why, ordinarily speaking, there's a syag for this inadvertent tumah, And the siyag for inadvertent tumah is that you usually have to eat kachem right away. The reason that we eat kachem right away is we don't want to leave them lying around because we're afraid if we leave them lying around, they're going to become tumah. Here, they weren't able to fulfill the siyag. They weren't able to eat the kachem right away because they were onanim. They had to leave it over until nightfall. And then, in truth, that's what happened to this carbon is what happens when a carbon is left too long. And it actually became tameh ba'ones, and that's why they burned it. That's why they couldn't wait until nightfall. So that's the shita of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Says the Gemara, Sabishlama l'rabbanan. I understand according to Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, I need to say hayom. That's why they say hayom. In other words, that the only time it is usher for an onain to eat the karbanos is during the day. And the reason that the emphasis is on hayom, because the whole conversation between Moshe and Aaron was that, oh, I'm not allowed to eat it during the day, I'm only allowed to eat it at night, when it's in the status of Anina's Laila. But according to Rav Nechemia, little Rav Nechemia, my hayom, why does it say hayom? Because according to Rav Nechemia, again, the only heter for onanim was by the mincha, which is kachay shah. But by the chatas, which is kachay doros, there is no heter for onanim. And as Rashi says, b'layla nami kachay doros havi asiri, da'amar b'mnei aninus nisrufa, v'lo amtinu ad erev yochlua, almak safra aninus layla daraisa, v'achi amar l'kamon. But we said earlier that Rav Nechemia says aninus layla daraisa, and Aaron said, the reason that I burnt it now is because I'm an onan. Maybe you only heard the heter for onanim by the mincha, not by the chatas. And he burned it right away. He didn't wait until nightfall because at nightfall it didn't become mutter. So according to Rav Nechemia, why the emphasis in hayom in the psukim? The isser extends even longer than hayom. It extends even at night. So says the Gemara, chovas hayom. What it means is chovas hayom. In other words, that the only time the heter of aninus was mentioned was by the mincha, but by hayom, by chovas hayom, which Rashi says is like a code word for kachay doros, the heter of aninos does not apply. Rashi explains, klomar kachay doros shehein chovas hayom shel rosh chodesh ata omerli lechel onen v'hainu chatzas hayom chatzas hakavua layom. So Aaron's saying to Moshe, how can it be that you're telling me to eat the chatzas in aninos? The chatzas is a kachay doros, it's a chovas hayom. And maybe you only heard the heter legabe kachay shah, but not kachay doros. So bishlam l'Rav Nechemia, according to Rav Nechemia, hainu d'chsev hein hayom. That's why it says hein hayom. In other words, that Aaron was telling him that the reason that he couldn't eat the chatas was because it was a chovas hayom. And that's why it had to be burned. El Rabbanan, my Hainayom. But according to the Rabbanan, why is he emphasizing Hainayom? The Rabbanan are the one who said that the reason that he burnt it is because it became Tomei. It had nothing to do with Aninos and the fact that the heter of Aninos was only by Kachay Shah and not by Kachay Doros. So Achi Kamar, Hainik Rivu. This is what it means to say. Hainik Rivu, did they bring it? Aniya Krafti, says Moshe brought it. So Amar Mar, so says the Gemara, Hayulishlashtan se Yisrafu. What we had said earlier was that if really they burnt it because of Aninas, then why they only burned the Sir Rosh Chodesh? They should have burned all three. And we saw Rashi already explain what the three were, right? It was the Sir Nachshon, and then it was the Sir Rosh Chodesh, and then it was a special seer that they were commanded to bring on that day. So my shlashtan, but now the Gemara is asking, what are the three? Detanya, Vesira Chatos, Darosh Darash Moshe, Sir Zu, Sir Nachshon, Chatos Zu Chatos Shmini. And Darash is Sir Shal Rosh Chodesh. So in other words, you have the Sir Nachshon, you have the Sir that was brought by the Miluim, and you have the Sir on Rosh Chodesh. Yochol Shlashtan Yisrafu. I might think that all three of them should be burned. Tamalomar Vihine Soraf Echad Nisraf Velo Shlashtan Nisrafu. That only one of them was burned, but not all three of them were burned. Darosh Darash. And it makes sense, right? Because the only one, remember, according to Rav Nechemia, the chiluk here is between kachay shah and kachay doros. So over here you have three karbanos, two of which were kachay shah, the sir nachshon, the one that was brought by the nasiim, and also the special karban that was brought during the miluim were only kachay shah. Sir shal rosh chodesh was kachay doros, and therefore it makes sense that the kachay doros one was burned because the heter of aninos only applied to katshei shah, but didn't apply to katshei doros. Darosh darash. Why does it say in the pasuk darosh darash a double lashon? Shtei drishos lama. Why do I need two drishos? So Amar lahu mimnei ma chatazu nisrafa ve'elu munachos. Why is this chatas burned, and why are the other, and why are the other chatos, and why are the other seirim not, and why are the other seirim not burned? So says the Gemara, v'eini yodea ezehu, kishu omar v'yosan nasan lachem laseis avona eda, havi omar zeh shir sharosh chodesh. So when it says avona eda, I understand that the avona eda is referring to the seir rosh chodesh, that it was the seir rosh chodesh that was burned. Why was this seir? How do we know that the seir rosh chodesh is avona eda? So that takes us back all the way to the beginning of, I think it was Maseches Avodah Zarah, where we learn the halachas of what the seir rosh chodesh does. The seir rosh chodesh is mechaper al tumas mikdash v'kachav. It's mechaper on anybody who enters the base of mikdash when there or eats kachav in a state of tumah, and that's why. It's called Avono Eda, that the Sir Shal Rosh Chodesh is Lasesis Avono Eda. So Avi Omar says Shir Rosh Chodesh. So back in the Gemara, that's the Sir Rosh Chodesh. That's the one that was burnt. So Shaper Kamarle Rav Nechemya Letamei, Damar Kachay Shah Lo Pasla Ba'aninos. That Kachay Shah is not Pasla Aninos, it's only Kachay Doros. So Amar Mar, Hayelo Lo'ochlo La'erev. But they should have eaten it at night. So Shapir Kamerlei, but they're saying good. So according to Rav Nechemya, they're not allowed to eat, in a Hanami, they're not allowed to eat the carbon this year Shal Rosh Chodesh, which is Kachei Doros, Ba'aninos. But nevertheless, why they burn it? They could have left it over until nightfall. Ksavar Aninos Laila Daraisa. Because Rav Nechemya holds that Aninos Laila is Daraisa, meaning that if something is usher for an onain during the day, it's going to be usher for an onain also at night, because aninus laila is daraisa. It's on the same level as aninus yom. So the mafarshim say, hang on a second, time out. On Amud Aleph, when we were discussing the shita of Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon, so Rashi had pointed out that Rav Shimon says that aninus laila is rabbanan, but Rav Yehuda says aninus laila is daraisa. So if Rav Yehuda is going to agree with Rav Nechemya that Aninus Laila is Daraisa, so why in the world would they be able to eat the carbon at night? It's the same level of Aninus. So the Mefarshim explained, and Echanami, according to Rav Yehuda, what you're going to have to say is that even though Aninus Laila is Daraisa, over here there was a Harah Shah that Moshe was telling him that you didn't have to burn it entirely, because even though usually it's usher for the entire period of Aninus, Dafka here, it's only going to be usher for the period of Aninus during the day, but not for the period of Aninus at night. Says the Gemara Vayter, about halfway down on the Yamad. Davar Achav Ralo Pinchas Hayimayim. Pinchas was with them. So Pinchas was a Kohen. He was eligible to eat the Karbanos. They weren't otherwise puzzle. So why didn't Pinchas eat it? Why they burn it? So Shaper Kamarlei. So he's saying good. So where was Pinchas in this? So Balak Rabbi Lazar. He yells like Rabbi Lazar. Damar Rabbi Lazar. Amar Rav Chanina. Lo Niskayim Pinchas Achiorig LeZimri. Pinchas only took the kahuna after he killed Zimri. Dechsiv Ahoysa Lo Ulazaro Achrav Bris Kunas Olam. Because in Parshas Pinchas, right after he kills Zimri, it says that's when he got Bris Kunas Olam. At the Miluim, which preceded the Maisa Zimri, he wasn't yet a Kohen. Rav Ashi Amar Ad Shesam Shalom Ben Ashvatim. That he didn't receive the status of Kahuna until he made peace between the Shvatim. And Rashi, in the first wide line, says, "Bimei Yoshua, in the days of Yoshua, b'shevet b'nei God of b'nei Reuven, shabanu asem hazbech, v'ever hayardin, v'bikshu shar Shvatim, lalos aleihem litzava, b'sholchu as Pinchas ladabar imam." Pinchas basically brokered peace between the ten Shvatim and the b'nei God and the b'nei Reuven. Shenemar v'yishma Pinchas hakoin nesiyah eida v'roshei alfa Yisrael. And that's the first time that it actually says Pinchas HaKohen. So says the Gemara, Vidach Nami Yaksev Aysalol Azaro Acharav. Really? How could you say that he didn't become a Kohen until the days of Yoshua? After the Maisa Zimri, it talks already about Bris Kunas Olam. Kiksev Ahu Bebrachu Dechsev. In other words, no, that's only the Bracha. That's the Besura that he would become a Kohen. But he didn't actually become a Kohen until the days of Yeshua, when he made peace among the Shvatim. Of course, making peace among the Shvatim fits with the mantra of Kuhuna, which is Oyev Shalom Varodev Shalom. The Dach, Nami hoksev ayishma Pinchas haKohen. Aye, how can you tell me he was already a Kohen at the time of the Maisa Zimri? He's not called a Kohen until the days of Yoshua. No, that's the promise that his descendants are always going to be Kohanim. Really, he became a Kohen in the Maisa Zimri. However, at the time of Yoshua, he was given a guarantee that all of his descendants were going to be Kohanim Gedolim in the Mishkan and in the base, in the Bate Mikdash. So Amar Rav, so says Rav, Moshe Rabbeinu Kohen Gadol, Moshe Rabbeinu was a Kohen Gadol, v'cholik b'katshe Shemayim haya. And he took a chelik in katshe Shemayim. Shenemar mi'el hamiluim l'moshe haya l'mana. It says, expressed in the Pasuk, that Moshe took a portion of the el hamiluim. Meisvev alo pinchas hayim ha'em. Moshe was a Kohen? So if Moshe was a Kohen, so let me ask you a question. When we were trying to figure out who was eligible to eat the chatas, why do we say, oh, wasn't Pinchas there? Pinchas was also a Kohen. Pinchas, in fact, we see is a machlokas, whether he was a Kohen at that point. Ask the more simple question. Moshe was having the conversation with Aaron and his kids. Why don't we say Moshe was there? Moshe was a Kohen and he could have eaten it. So valo Pinchas hayimoyim v'misa lema valo Moshe Rabbeinu hayimoyim. Why don't we ask when Moshe Rabbeinu was there? He could have eaten it. So Dilma Shani Moshe Tatar b'shchina. You could say maybe Moshe was different because he was so busy with the Shechina, Damar Mar, Moshe Bashkama Allah Bashkama Yarad, that Moshe used to go up to receive a Yechidus with the Shechina and we'd come down late at night. In other words, you're asking why wasn't he available to eat the Karbano? Simply because he wasn't present. He was with the Shechina. So Meisvei, Lechem Elokov, Mikotshe Hashemayim, Mikotshe HaKadashim rather. It says by a coin Balmum, it says Lechem Elokov, Mikotshe HaKadashim, Umina Kadashim Yochel. So im nemru kotche kotchem, lama nemar kotchem kalim, vim nemru kotchem kalim, lama nemar kotche kotchem. So the Gemara says, let me ask you a question. It says, by a coin balmum, he eats lechem alakov, mi kotche akotchem, and from kotchem, that he eats kotchem and kotche kotchem. So why does it say both of these things? Im nemru kotche kotchem, lama nemar kotchem kalim, vim nemru kotchem kalim, lama nemar kotchem kotchem. A ilul and emar kachem kalim, because if it wouldn't have said kachem kalim, hayisi omer kachem kachem uda ochel sharei hutru lazar ulahen. I might think that the coin balmum only eats kachem kachem because it's mutter for a zar ulahen. Who's the lahen? The lahen is Moshe Rabbeinu. And therefore, we're more lax in a sense by kachem kachem, in that a zar's allowed to eat it, therefore I might think a balmum's allowed to eat it. Kachem kalim lo yochel. However, I might think by kachem kalim he's not allowed to eat it because by kachem kalim there is no dispensation that a czar like Moshe is allowed to eat the karban. Vilo nemar kachem kachem. And if it wouldn't have said kachem kachem, he see omer b'kachem kalim ye yochel shem kalim. I might think that you're only allowed to eat kachem kalim because they're kal b'kachem kachem lo ye yochel. However, I might think that you're not allowed to eat kachem kachem which are chamor l'kach nemar kachem kachem. Therefore, it says kachem kachem l'kach nemar kachem kalim. Therefore, it says both. But the punchline is katani mias shari hutru lahem vilazar, that they're mutter for them, meaning for zarim and lahen. And Rashi explained that lahen is Moshe Rabbeinu. So I'm getting conflicting messages. The one end you're telling me Moshe Rabbeinu was a Kohen. The other end you're telling me he was a zar. So what was he? So lav Moshe, so amar Rav Sheshes lo bibama lazar uchadivri omer yesh mincha bibama. We're not talking about Moshe Rabbeinu at all. We're talking about by a bama. What in the world does this mean? So says Rashi as follows. So the last Rashi on the page. So lo bibama kamar dehutru lazar. We're talking about by a bama, which was mutter for a zar uchadivri omer beperach achron yesh mincha bibama ktana, that there is a mincha brought on a bama ktana, umincha kotche kotchem hi. And a mincha is kodesh kadashim, the ochlim shiarea zarim, shayu ovdim bebama ktana. Ah, and by a bama ktana, unlike by the Mishkan, zarim used to be able to do what we would consider the avoda in the Mishkan. So, and if you want to tell me, now the general rule, as Rashi is going to explain, we don't have time to see inside, the general rule by a bama ktana is that you only bring kachem kalim, not kachem kachem. But there is one type of kachem kachem that is a machlokas, whether you bring in a bama or not. And that's a mincha. So according to the Mandemar, who says that you bring a mincha, which is kachem kachem, on a bama katana, where a czar does the avoda, Azar is going to be allowed to eat kachay kachim. So the way the Gemara basically answers this is, you think when I talk about the heter of kachay kachim to Azar, I'm intending that it means Moshe Rabbeinu. It doesn't mean Moshe Rabbeinu. It means a regular czar who is allowed to eat a korban mincha that's brought on a bama. So we'll stop over here. The rabbi is back tomorrow. He'll pick up from Meisvei on the last line, God willing, tomorrow. Okay.